This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Arkansas is one of three states with federal permission to tie Medicaid benefits to getting a job. Eight other states are pushing for this, although a federal judge blocked Kentucky's bid to try this back in June. These programs require some low-income people to prove that they're working to get health care coverage from the state, that they're working. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports on how that's working out so far in Arkansas.
Anna Book is a 37-year-old homeless woman in Little Rock. Sometimes she works in food service and finds other ways to get by.
Dumpster diving for, you know, cans, or walking around gas stations picking up change.
Book has health insurance through Arkansas's version of the Affordable Care Act. And because she's homeless, she may not need to meet the work requirement. But she has to request an exemption online and doesn't have regular access to a computer. Others in the program must document 80 hours of work, study, or volunteer time every month. Arkansas's Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson says the goal is to motivate tens of thousands of people to get back to work.
Work requirement will give people responsibility to, if they're underemployed or if they don't have sufficient training, to go over to our Department of Workforce Services, get evaluated, get referred for more training for a better paying job. That's the goal and the objective.
Several states like Kentucky, New Hampshire, and Indiana are part of the experiment to add work requirements to Medicaid. Marquita Little is with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families.
I think it's just based on that kind of false narrative that people who are living in poverty live in poverty because they choose to. It's a much more complex issue.
She says it's unrealistic to expect low-income people to figure out the new system and document their activities online. For Book, who's homeless, it's hard to just get snail mail. Hers is delivered to this church in downtown Little Rock that gives free dinner on Wednesdays.
Mail call. If you think you have mail, go up there and check with Pastor Gale.
That's church pastor Paul Atkins. He says he plans to submit Book's exemption request for her. 10,000 people were supposed to report their work as the Arkansas requirements phase in, but nearly 7,500 of them have not done that as of June. In Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek for Marketplace.